You're back on Radio Freedom, Anarchy on the Airwaves, on Community Radio 2XX. We are Stephen and James, and now James is going to tell us a bit about some recent happenings in Ecuador.
Yeah, well, sort of a bit of a misintroduction that I don't actually have anything to tell you about Ecuador, because...
country in South America.
That's the story, that we're not getting anything out of Ecuador. And there's been... reports coming out over the last 2.5 days or so, or it'll be about actually 4.5 by the time this goes to air, about something's going down, you know, some sort of it's being, you know, labelled tentatively some sort of revolt. Now, the sources of this are quite well tested, and but if you look at the news, you don't hear about this, and people could say, "Oh well, you know, that's because it's not happening." But if you look at the news, we know that, you know, things don't get reported. During the bombing of Serbia a while ago, you might remember that you wouldn't have known that they were actually bombing Iraq at the same time. There's this big media blackout when they want to black things out. So I was just thinking, if anyone's interested, this is. You know, encouraging news that something's happening. If you want to find out news as it happens, there's the ANFOS list. That's www.ainfos.ca/en, and there's reports coming through. If anyone out there happens to know Spanish, can translate Spanish to English, there's a big need for that, since Ecuador, the language there is Spanish, and to get information out and into the English speaking world, where media attention is going to be quite useful to them, we need a translator. So if you are can translate, you can get in contact with us at Radio Freedom, and we'll pass you on to whoever needs it. I thought I'd also talk about May Day. May Day is traditionally being the day of workers' protest. It was May Day was originally started as a protest. Maybe basically a day of remembrance of the killing of I think it was the Haymarket 8, I think it was. You remember that?
Basically, yep, that's pretty much true. Basically, big industrial actions in Chicago in early part of this century. Or last century, depending on where you put your bloody dates.
Early part of the century, yeah. About 2 weeks ago.
Next century starts next bloody year, but we're not going to get into that debate here.
No.
Yeah, basically the big industrial action, and basically, 8 people who were rounded up as the ringleaders of this strike and were basically put up on some trumped up charges of murder, amongst other things, and they were executed in a rather, I suppose, fashionable way for the time of hanging. Rather painful if it happens to you. So yeah, and basically that did happen around about May the 1st. Yeah,
and these were protests to, we were talking about unions before, and, living up to your responsibility to having the collective gains that have been won by workers. These seven, eight men that were killed for this, the crime that was allegedly committed, which they were then let off, you know, they were given a pardon from after they were dead, which wasn't very useful. They, what the protests were, was the protest of the 8-hour day. And if you know that legally you only have to work 8 hours, then that was a right that was fought and won by the blood of workers. But anyway, to go on, May Day, a traditional day of protest to remember the Haymarket martyrs. And you may also remember we talked about over the last couple of weeks the big protests of June 18th, where there was a big protest against the G8 group of nations, their meeting in Cologne, Germany. There was big protests all over the world. You may remember big riots in Britain over that. Then we had November 30th demonstrations in Seattle over the WTO, World Trade Organization's meeting there. That went down really well. Now it looks like the site's been set at May Day, or being dubbed M1 as the next big protest.
Who comes up with these stupid bloody names?
It's catchy. It's like an advertising jingle. But
what's not catchy about May Day? Rhymes. It's short and succinct. It has just as many syllables as M1.
Well, it's got to fit into the theme. See, we had J18, N30, M1. Unfortunately, it's also a road in Britain, but, you know, that... I mean, don't worry. But anyway, so, yeah, so if you're interested in getting involved in the planning for this this May Day protest, not that there wouldn't be planning for protests anyway, but to make them a bit more radical...
If you want to do something beyond having a little march through Canberra, as our good friends in the Trades and Labour Council always seem to think, if we just march around Canberra and then have a few speakers in room of place, then the bosses will fall to their knees and we might go back to an 8-hour day.
Yes. But no, there's mailing lists on the web for people organising. There's new lists coming up all the time for local regions. But if you go to the info shop, the Mid-Atlantic info shop, they have a link to a whole lot of information on this May Day organising, and the address for the info shop is www.infoshop.org, and you're looking for the M1 section.
There's that word again.
It's not a word.
There's that name again.
Yes. Okay.
If you don't have access to the internet, you can write to us at Radio Freedom, and we'll sort of let you know what's going on and get in contact with your union. If you're not a member of a union and you work, we won't say what we think of you. We get kicked off the air like that. But yeah, basically sort of, you know, get together at your workplace in the unions. If you're unemployed, I suppose, you know, do something radical and talk to the person behind you in the dole queue or something like that, and, you know, maybe try and get together and try and organise something a bit better than a little pathetic march through the city. And our address, well, we're going to give it to you at the end of the show. No, we're not going to give it to you now. We're going to be like, you know, current affairs programs. You have to wait till the end. You have to suffer through us for another 20-odd minutes to get that address. Yes.
I think the one